Hello, and welcome to the 4K Blu-ray review. I'm so happy to be here again for this fantastic episode on the Multimedia Men Network, the podcast network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else. I'm Brian Kluger, Boomstick Comics, High Def Digest. That's who I am. And if you go to iTunes and you type in the Multimedia Men, you type in Boomstick Comics, you'll find this amazing podcast show that I do. It's a network. We have tons of shows. We have wrestling shows, horror movie shows, nerdy shows, music shows, and this 4K Blu-ray show where I review 4K and Blu-ray releases to help you out to decide whether or not you want to spend your hard-earned money on 4K or Blu-ray releases. It is the month of October, so we're doing fun Halloween sci-fi thrillers. And this episode is no different. It's a fun one. It's a crazy one. It's insane. So, where do we begin? At the very beginning, we are going to talk about a movie from 1981, the year of my birth canal. Ew, did he just say birth canal? Yes, I did, sir. I don't even know what's happening. I'm very loopy right now. It is October. There are drugs. There are alcohol. There are pasta flakes everywhere. Okay, enough about that. It's 1981. The movie is called Piranha Part 2, The Spawning, or Piranha Part 2, Flying Killers. 1981. It is the sequel to the 1978 film Piranha that was directed by Joe Dante. However, what makes Piranha 2 so very interesting is that it was directed by James Cameron. Yes, Terminator 2, Aliens, True Lies, Avatar, Titanic, James Cameron. This is his first feature film. And it had a very troubled pre-production and production. And we'll get into that because the movie itself, Piranha 2, The Spawning, Flying Killers, has really no story whatsoever. So let's talk about it. James Cameron, before this movie, his first feature film to direct, he was kind of a visual effects artist. He did some mat work, some artistry on John Carpenter's Escape from New York. He did other visual effects for other films, but it wasn't until this that James Cameron came aboard the director's chair, because this is an Italian American movie, meaning most of the cast and crew were only Italian speaking people, Lance Hendrickson, who's in this movie, and James Cameron himself. But there was a producer of this movie, one of the executive producers, head of the studios, who was just not really good to get along with. The executive producer was Ovidio G. Assonitis. I think I'm pronouncing that right. But he was kind of like an Egyptian-Italian guy who just plowed through everybody. And originally there was a guy named Drake aboard directing this script, and they fired his ass and got James Cameron aboard. So James Cameron actually wrote a screenplay for this and had a cut of his version of this movie. It really never saw the light of day because Ovidio wanted something different. This is what you see today here, with a lot of nudity, girls in bikinis, and then fish, flying fish attacking people. Basically, James Cameron wanted to make a horror comedy, and Ovidio kind of didn't want to do that. There's even talk in interviews, James Cameron has said he actually broke into the editing suite while everybody was at Cannes Film Festival and edited and recut his own movie. And they kind of stopped that from happening. However, this James Cameron director's cut did see the light of day as far as home video, but was never released in theaters. But it's still very hard to find. But, you know, with the success of Steven Spielberg's 1975 film Jaws, I think they were trying to go the same thing with Piranha. But Piranha, you just can't have them in the water anymore. You have to have them flying around and killing people. So that's basically what the movie is. It takes place on a beach on the Caribbean island where people are having sex in the water and families and tourists and people are all over the place. Scuba diving classes and these mutant flying piranhas are killing all of them. And meanwhile, Lance Hendrickson is the cop of the movie. It's pretty funny. But that's basically what the movie is about. There's no real rhyme or reason. It's just like little scenes with people getting killed. But it's super fun, and you get to see James Cameron kind of direct a movie because it definitely doesn't have the artistry that we've seen with him. And of course, he went in to be one of the biggest directors ever made. Excuse me. But Piranha 2, The Spawning, otherwise known as Flying Killers, is still a kind of like one of those things in cinema history where you just kind of got to see to believe because of its troubled past. I mean, James Cameron still sticks by this movie in like a tongue-in-cheek sort of way, but it's nonetheless great to see where James Cameron came from, Piranha 2. And again, the film itself, the movie, it's cheaply done. There's not a whole lot to it. Do you see the piranhas? Yes. You do see blood? Yes. But it's all ridiculous. It's all crazy. None of it looks realistic. There are some good moments where you're like, oh, James Cameron did this. And most of it, no. You're just like, oh my God, why would he put his name on this? Because he owns it. That's why. He owns this movie. He wanted to take his name off at one point because he felt that his version really wasn't being shown, but he owns up to it now, and it's pretty fun to watch still, because James Cameron, Piranha 2, you're not going to see this ever again. Like, James Cameron, flying mutant fish. Come on now. I mean, we kind of seen flying mutant fish in Avatar, but that's a whole different story. If they would have added this to Titanic, it would have been a better film. That's just my opinion. But moving on, Scream Factory releases this. It's a new 2K scan of the original camera negative, which is awesome. And it looks badass. Holy shit, this low-budget Italian horror film. Oh my God, it looks amazing. They really pulled out all the stops. Because I would imagine James Cameron, you got to impress James Cameron or else he's going to be really pissed. So they really did a good job here. This is like color wise, it's bright and vibrant. The underwater scenes of the different colors of blue underwater look amazing. The green grasses and trees on the island are great. The 1980s kind of hyper color shirts here and there of reds and rainbow colored, all there that go along with Lance Hendrickson's tan and taupe Lieutenant Dangle type of uniform. But yeah, it looks really good. It's rich, it's delicious, it's luscious. All the colors look good. Detail wise, damn good. I would say that you'll be able to make out all the bubbles underwater and the practical effects of the fish, facial features, costume features, all the fun stuff that you would want in this movie. I would say, going back to the color, this has gone through some pretty big color correction and color grading, but it really does coincide with its original form. It looks really good and great. Black levels are deep and inky here. Skin tones are natural. If not, it may be a little warm. But yeah, overall, it looks great. The grain, the film grain, the cinematic grain looks great. Doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't swarm on one side. It's damn good. There's no video noise. There's no pops or warps or scratches or anything. This is a damn nice print of the movie. Probably the best it's been since the theater back in 1981. So if not better, damn good job, Scream Factory. You did well. We also have the original mono soundtrack here. DTS HD. mono soundtrack, which is great. And for like a very low budget movie, this lossless audio track mono wise is amazing. They really did a good job. Like, it has kind of highs and lows. It's not like super, it's not bassy at all, but it's very fluid. It's very dynamic. It has a lot of depth to it. Dialogue is crystal clear and clean. There's no shrills and screams or anything. The music of the film is excellent and funny. There's kind of like a rocky type of pop chart type of music stuff to it. And in addition to like an orchestral score, it's pretty nice there. And there's a lot of really good separation between the dialogue and the score. Sound effects are cheesy but fun, and they pop here and there, and there's no audio dropouts or clicks or thumps or anything like that. So pretty damn, for a cheap 1981 mono soundtrack, damn good. Let's talk about the bonus features. There's a brand new bonus feature that is 16 minutes long, and it's called One Moment in Time, Ricky Paul Golden on Piranha 2, The Spawning. And this is a great interview with Ricky Paul Golden, who just good stuff. It's he talks about all the fun things that went on during the movie, how he got a month off of school to go to Jamaica and act in the movie. He talks about working with James Cameron and watching the finished product after it was made, and you know, its life since then. So pretty fun. And then there's also a brand new bonus feature that's 15 minutes long. It's called The Sky Has Teeth, Brian Wade on Piranha Part 2. This is the visual effects artist, Wade, Brian Wade, talking about working with James Cameron very early in his career and how they did all the visual effects for this film. It's actually pretty damn good. I was impressed. And then there's a theatrical trailer to the movie, the original theatrical trailer, and that's about it. But there's two brand new extras. You know, James Cameron wasn't coming back for this, even though that would have been badass. I mean, for Scream Factory to pay James Cameron to do a commentary would have been, I don't know, who knows how much, but it would have been badass. But that's not here. But Piranha 2 from Scream Factory, currently it's about $20 online. Buy it from Scream Factory. You're going to want James Cameron's first movie on Blu-ray. This is hard to find. It's not really out a whole lot. So please buy this. The video and audio presentations are top-notch here, folks. And there's two new bonus features that talk about what it was like working with Cameron and working on the film. Super fun. If you want something at midnight watching your friends and you're like, hey, you want to see a bunch of flying mutant fish kill a lot of people? That's not The Meg. This movie is better than The Meg. It's super fun. Get Piranha 2, The Spawning. Watch it for Halloween. Yeah, Scream Factory is awesome.